you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near.
Reading from Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 30th, 2021, the last day of June.
It is. It's almost over.
Get ready, Marianne, to say happy July tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
The same with you, Karen.
Me too.
Okay.
That's Karen.
That's our special guest for today, the Prime Life Times in Review. And oftentimes on Wednesday, we read an article and have a content contributor join us in the studio. In this case, we'll have her introduced in just a moment. But I began with, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone, because we're going to talk about communicating and being nice to each other. We've been practicing.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, we?
I think so.
Yes.
It is one of my favorite verses. I will say that.
We're very nice here in the studio oftentimes when we have special guests like Karen. We're nice to Karen. Karen's nice to us.
Oh, well, I like how you really came up with that scripture just based on this. That was perfect.
With a little
well
help
done.
From Marianne. Yes.
Well done. Well done. Yeah. I love that scripture, and I wish I could always live up to it.
Yeah, it's a great concept.
Oh, yeah.
Let your conversation be always full, not sometimes, not a portion of the day, not just on Sunday, but always full of grace. And I like that it's seasoned with salt.
Mm-hmm.
And in biblical times, salt was so important. It was a preservative. It was rubbed into the meat or things they wanted to preserve.
Well, so it's still real important to me. I don't like those low-sodium things. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Seasoned with salt so that you may know how to answer everyone. And that's answering in grace, with consideration, with gentleness.
Well, it's interesting because sometimes as we contemplate how to answer something or someone and we don't know how, we start thinking very analytically, like, how can I come up with the right answer, instead of what that says.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know what, you just answer with grace and compassion.
And I was thinking when you were saying that, so oftentimes when somebody's talking, we're really not listening. We're thinking about how we're going to respond or what we're going to say. And I think to have a real healthy conversation, it means you're engaged in listening.
Yes, it
and
does.
Hearing them out, not thinking about what you're going to say as soon as they're done or as soon as they pause, then you're going to jump in with your thoughts.
Yeah, there's a book out. I think it's called Crucial Conversations, and that's one of the key hallmarks is listen and then speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen, you've done a lot of listening with your job and your position with ministering to so many seniors and listening to folks and parents on how to make a best match for their loved ones that are going to be in a extended care facility like Amber Glen. And you listen to a lot of people to understand how best to minister to them in unique ways. And you've written an article that talks about just having nice communication, which
I like
we're excited
article.
To have you share with us today.
Yes. Well, would you like me to go ahead and read it now?
Yes. Oh. It's in your column, the Wellness Connection,
right.
Just so people know. And
her column.
What did I say?
Yeah, her column.
Column.
I mean, she's got her own column.
She does. It's a monthly column.
Yes.
And this one, we title it Communicate Nice.
Okay. Well, I love writing this column.
Go for it, Karen.
So it's fun, and I do enjoy it. But in most parts of central Illinois and Indiana, the warm days of spring and summer are bringing gorgeous flowers, shrubs, and leafy trees, and the smell of cut grass for us to enjoy. The farmers have been working hard to plant, and the corn and beans have a great start on the growing season. So as you look around and enjoy the beauty of living in the flatlands of central Illinois and Indiana, most likely it will lead to positive feelings and smiles. When this happens, take a few moments to encourage coworkers, family members, friends, or neighbors by saying something nice during National Say Something Nice Day.
Mm-hmm.
Although this day is observed on June 1st of each year, there is no reason we can't celebrate it throughout the entire month of June.
And I should point out, because we're reading from the June edition of the Prime Life Times, in fact, the July edition arrived yesterday, and so those are being delivered throughout the area to our 350 various locations, but today still being June.
Yeah, you still got hours to do this.
Yeah, we asked Karen in to read this, and this next week we'll be reading from the July edition.
And I don't see why we can't carry this particular concept on through July. Yes. Go ahead, Karen.
But I just wanted to make that point about living in the flatlands of central Illinois and Indiana. I can't tell you how much we enjoy being back in central Illinois.
Aww.
Because for 10 years we lived in the mountains of Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, and I really didn't enjoy driving in the mountains.
Okay,
and
my
so
paper just dropped out of my hand. I'm like, huh? I love the Blue Ridge Mountains, but go ahead.
But we couldn't wait. Every time we came back, it was just so nice to see the flatlands of central Illinois where we could see how to get there from here.
You know, I've heard this so many times all my life. The people from the south, they come up here and they're like, there's no landmarks, there's nothing.
Yes.
It's empty, there's nothing. And people from here down there are like, I can't see the horizon, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
There's all these mountains.
And people, we were out there for 10 years and people could not figure out ever which I state we were from.
Sorry.
Because it was all the same to them.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm glad you're back.
Soon, saying something nice throughout each day to those around us will become a habit that is likely to continue throughout the rest of the year.
Now, don't they say that it takes like 28 days or something to create a habit that may last?
Mm-hmm.
You need to do something for so many days. That's why they say don't give up after a few days or a week or even 2 weeks. Get it in 21 or 30 days.
Yeah.
Then it'll become a habit.
Uh-huh. So American poet and actress Maya Angelou once said, I've learned that people will forget what you said and what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Oh, fabulous quote.
Positive, kind words communicated in a sincere way will impact not only the receiver, but you as well. In other words, a kind word spoken sincerely raises all boats by creating a positive, healthful, and happy environment for everyone. The principles presented here apply in many life situations, but they are particularly relevant if you are a caregiver struggling to help a loved one understand and be understood. Instead of getting frustrated or troubled by someone experiencing memory loss, try going into your loved one's world. Do not argue about your version of reality. Most likely, your loved one is no longer able to separate past from present. To communicate more effectively, use positive, kind words, connect with a smile or a compliment. As you enter your loved one's space, strive to bring your own good weather to the picnic. Remember, friendly smiles and encouraging words can soften, soothe, and smooth many rough situations. Pleasant speech and facial expressions, coupled with eye contact, add to credibility, reduce fear or anxiety, and give weight to what we are saying.
Now, Karen, how do we do that through the radio? You know, I can see it through you, Marianne, the facial expressions and such, but our listeners can't. So what should we do?
Well, I think it's good practice to try and use our voices to do that.
That's right.
So the inflections. And I think if you're listening to somebody on the radio or on TV, if you can't see them, you can hear the smile.
Right.
Or
it's
you can see the smile in their eyes.
Well, you can hear it from the next room.
Yeah.
You can't see someone.
Right.
It's true.
Yep.
So the next time you're stressed, anxious, or frustrated with the impacts of caregiving or what's happening at work or in the world, take a deep breath, count to 10, and focus on the beauty of nature, the outdoors, or the many ways in which you have been blessed. Then redirect your thoughts by saying something nice on National Say Something Nice Day. You'll be glad you did.
And here is the byline. Dr. Karen Rothgert, Amber Glenn Alzheimer's Special Care Center Community Resource Director, is a certified Dementia Live coach, educator, and registered licensed dietitian. Contact her at Karen, that's K-A-R-E-N, dot G-E-H-R-T, at jeaseniorliving.com, or at 217-384-0100.
I like her closing sentence. You'll be glad you did. It reminds me of our opening theme song. We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Fellowship is sweeter knowing you're near. So we open up the program welcoming our great listeners to be encouraged and to share that kind
and
word.
I love the feedback from listeners because otherwise I feel like I'm talking into space. And so it's wonderful when people say, we heard this, you said that, and Mark commented on this or whatever, because it's great to have that feedback and connection. connection.
Yep, yep. We love listener mail, and we read it over the air, and we celebrate with what you're sharing, how God is using the broadcast to touch your life, or maybe it's a song that encouraged you, or maybe it's something that got talked about that was an answer to prayer or brought clarity or a direction for you to take. So that's a unique aspect of how God uses the airwaves through our broadcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's important, too, because, you know, you were talking about you like that feedback, you know, because you really, sitting here, you don't have a feel for how things are being received. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to get feedback. I know every now and then I get email from a family member or, you know, a person that we've talked about moving their family member into Amber Glen, and they give great comments. And, you know, I like to save those and pass them on to my boss, and, you know, because it's real, it's encouraging to get those.
I like this quote from Maya Angelou where she says, "I've learned that people will forget what you said and what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel and the importance of how you treat people." I think in your profession, Karen, how you treat the family or the resident that's at Amber Glen. So give us some recommendations. I was recently in a memory care facility visiting a dear, dear friend. And so I watched the whole gamut of emotions, from her feeling very comfortable with everyone in the room to not remembering who was in the room to some tender moments and some great laughter to other points where I was trying to sort through what should we say or how do we answer when for like the 15th time she wondered where her husband was. And so can you give us some tips for those of us that are working through how to best bring positive feelings to those loved ones that are maybe losing their memory?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking of in the past several weeks I've been showing Amber Glen apartments to different family members, and one of the things I always say to them, now this is memory care, because you will get some residents that will follow you along, and they'll basically, they don't remember the past from the present, and so, you know, they're talking and they think they're making sense, but many times it's word salad, so you just go along with them, you know, you don't correct them, you don't try to own if they make you feel bad, because I think you were mentioning about the daughter trying to straighten out the pillow for her mom, and her mom was agitated. You know, you just go along with them and, you know, say you're sorry, or you don't try to own it. And I think that's what I've seen spouses do. They feel bad. They feel guilty. They take that in and try to own that rather than really understanding and realizing that that is a disease speaking. And those behaviors come from the disease. And so not to take it personally. And I know that's much easier said than done, but you know, I find myself saying that to people all the time. Just please don't take it personally, because she's not attacking you or he's not attacking you. It's just the disease speaking. And that's hard for people to wrap their heads around, I think.
I'm thinking of an example, maybe somebody that's blind, like, and so they would walk up and accidentally hit your leg. You wouldn't get angry at them or yell at them because they're blind. They they couldn't see. They didn't do it knowingly. And, like with this disease, too, they're saying things that are maybe jumbled up in their mind, or they don't understand who you are, or they can't ascertain all the information to have clarity in their thoughts. And so, I guess it's, I mean, it's important to realize that you don't need to own it. It's not your fault. It's not really your problem. But how do we stay kind and considerate and loving during those points where we feel offended or we're upset? And you're just saying, don't feel upset. Sort through the fact that they're not cognizant that they're hurting you.
Right. And when residents come up and I'm engaged in conversation with family members, because I think it's important for the people that are looking at bringing their family in to see how you interact with the residents that are there.
Oh, yeah.
And to see how that's modeled, because, you know, you just speak to them, you know, like everything is fine. And, you know, they just go along and they see the friendly smile. They see the friendly eyes. And, you know, that helps them. And, you know, touch is also important, you know, that touch.
You're really talking about an art. an art form of speaking to certain people who are experiencing that dementia and so forth.
And I've learned all of this since I've been there. I've only been at Amber Glen about 2 years now in December, and I've learned this before because my dad had dementia, and this was probably 10 years ago, and I had a whole different understanding of it, or not lack of understanding is a better way to say it than I do now.
Well, conversation is interesting all around, and your article reminded me of something, a book I read several years ago called Choosing Civility. Mm-hmm. It was a fabulous book because it spoke to our culture and how we have gotten to this way of speaking to each other. It's very abrupt, and it can be harsh, and it can be in your face, and especially on social media. And this book talked about choose civility. Mm-hmm. And what is civility? It's a way of speaking. It's a way of acting. And it's kind of a life-changing book. And it made me think your article where Maya Angelou said, people do forget what you said half the time. They never forget how you made them feel.
And Mark, I think that's right. And Mark, you had brought up earlier about, you know, listening. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lost art. I know when I was growing up, and maybe when you all were growing up, you know, your family, your parents would teach you not to interrupt. I don't know how many times now I'm talking to somebody and I can't get the sentence out of my mouth before they're talking.
It's very common right now.
Yeah, it really is. And so, okay, I have to read my own words and say.
Well, and that civility, I was thinking that book needs to be sent to Washington, just how we've polarized. I mean, everything is almost toxic. Even people that disagree on certain points, they can't even be friends any longer. I mean, in past administrations, I mean, some years back, Democrats, Republicans, they got along, or they worked things out, or there was some unity sought after. Now it just seems like people are so polarized, and there's great animosity and anger and frustration, and I don't think people are communicating in love or care or compassion anymore.
Yeah, and I especially love that word civility. You see people in restaurants throwing the money on the counter. I didn't want that. You know, it's like civility, having a culture of people acting civil to each other and treating each other with respect and dignity, and especially social media, my goodness, people yelling at each other. They don't even know. You know, they don't even know the people. I'm like, if that person was in the same room as you, would you yell at them like this? You know, it's sad.
They probably would.
It's scary. And I think we all need to take this to heart.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated your article because you just had so many very good points. And I love the idea of, you said, saying something nice throughout each day to those around us will become a habit. It can become a habit that's likely to continue through the whole year. And habits do tend to grow the more you do them.
Mm-hmm. Now, practice makes perfect, right?
Practice makes perfect. And we're talking about this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. You probably only have a few more days to pick it up at area locations. Some stands, we leave the last month's edition on the bottom shelf. And right now, the July edition is being served throughout the area, throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. It's the Prime Life Times, our beloved publication. It's informative, engaging, and positive, and we hope you'll pick up your edition and share it with a friend. We have a number of subscribers. I can't remember how many we're up to now, but it's two full pages, so about 60 different people are getting it each and every month sent to their home or their business location that they said, send it here, and many have given up to their friends as gifts, so
and
we
thousands
appreciate.
And thousands are getting it from the stands.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
I think right now we're estimating about 32,000 monthly readers.
Aww.
So it's
I'm so glad people are enjoying
great
it.
Bunch, and we continue to expand. I know we're heading into some new locations in Decatur, in Springfield, and we continue to see where people want it. Oh, yeah, there's a couple locations I have to get secured in Taylorville. I got to get papers down there and a few others. And there might be a location near your home where if you can volunteer and help us distribute them to some businesses, with a lot of traffic, like a grocery store or a busy restaurant, that's the ideal. So we can put a stand in there and have people come and pick it up. Yeah, we have a couple new places in Springfield also, and we're working and making new inroads into Lincoln and Bloomington. So the Prime Life Times, it's a great publication.
So the July edition is going out today. It'll be on the stand, so pick it up. And since it's July, and this is probably my last time on the air in June before July 4th, yes, I want to wish everybody a happy 4th and God bless America.
God bless America. Yeah, we'll have some special patriotic music and some announcements throughout the 4th of July weekend, and certainly on Sunday the 4th. You'll hear some great renderings by the Singing Men of GNN. I love playing the Battle Hymn of the Republic and our version of the National Anthem.
Aren't you guys going to be singing somewhere on the 3rd or something?
No, not yet. I know the Tolono Fun Days, we were supposed to sing on Saturday.
Okay.
And that got rained out, so we rescheduled for Sunday, and that got rained out.
Okay.
So we're looking for other opportunities in the days ahead.
You can come to Amber Glen.
Amber Glen, that's right.
Great. We would love to have you.
Yeah, who knows? You know, we're open to lots of options. So, yeah, by the way, men, if you love to sing and declare the wonders of God, Monday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Great News Media Center in Lincoln Square. And we'll be meeting this Monday night, and every Monday night, usually 7 to 9 p.m., men that love to sing and declare the wonders of God, we invite you to join us. So
happy July, and get your edition of the July paper, and it's got a great article on front, Gardening for Wildlife. Sweet Maggie Doherty Roberts made her garden one year into a certified wildlife habitat. You got to read about it.
Oh, it's a great
it's
photograph.
So
wait till you see the clarity of this squirrel. I'm really pleased with how they put this ink together on this publication, and it's a really good one. You're going to want to pick up your copy.
You're going to make your garden a certified wildlife habitat mark?
Well, we did years ago when we had that whole thing on the butterfly and the refuge, like the, not wildlife, but I forget what they called it, the pollinator thing.
Oh, yeah, she's
so
into that too.
We've done that where we have a couple little areas in our yard where we can draw butterflies and some
great.
Of the other insects. So,
that's great.
Yeah. So get your copy today. You can still pick up the June edition, but then look for the July edition of the beloved Prime Life Times. Find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.